USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying, national politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Portland State University said it will disarm all of its campus police force more than 2 years after officers from the department shot and killed a black man who was trying to break up a fight close to campus. The announcement came as Oregon's largest city approaches 80 consecutive nights of protests following the death of George Floyd. Portland State President Stephen Percy said the decision to have officers patrol the campus unarmed is the first step in a broader policy to reimagine safety in the heart of Portland. The university has over 30,000 students, although many commute to class. The largest rural airline in Alaska has now declared bankruptcy and laid off more than 1,000 workers, but wants to award over $250,000 in bonus money to its chief executive and other employee. Anchorage-based Raven Air Group filed the request in Delaware bankruptcy court, arguing the bonuses are justified because of long hours and hard work that went into selling the company's assets after it shut down during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town of Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.